It's 10 past 8 on Breakfast. The PSNI say they have contacted more than 100 soldiers as part of the investigation into Bloody Sunday. However, the detective leading the inquiry, that's Detective Chief Inspector Ian Harrison, says those soldiers aren't obliged to speak to the police because they're being treated as witnesses and not suspects.
In a statement, Ian Harrison says the next stage of the inquiries will be to interview those soldiers who are willing to engage with the police as witnesses. He also says they're carrying out a number of other inquiries in relation to this investigation.
Well, Detective Chief Inspector Harrison also addresses questions of resources, and he says this is a long, complex and protracted investigation, and I'm content with the level of resources I have working on the investigation at this stage. If at any time further resources are required, they will be made available to me. When we did ask to speak to someone from the PSNI this morning, there wasn't anyone available. Let's talk though to Mickey McKinney. His brother William was killed on Bloody Sunday. Good morning to you, Mickey.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. Do you feel everything has slowed down?
Oh, absolutely. It's been slowing down, I think maybe even from when it started. If we go back to, I think it was around October when they pulled the plug on it, and the detectives who then were making some sort of headway with a very large number of witnesses, these detectives were pulled and they went back to England, Scotland and Wales. It was only then after that that we lodged a judicial review, which prompted a PSNI give us 10 detectives from the legacy.
So when was the last meeting?
Our last meeting was on the 23rd of January, 5 months ago. And unless Peter Madden went public and made a statement just in yesterday's paper, we probably wouldn't have found out what was happening within this investigation.
So there's been no contact, no calls, no meetings, letters?
None at all. Before the original investigation stopped, there was an agreement that Ian Harrison would meet with the families once every 3 months. Now, that seems to have gone by the by at the minute.
Would you accept, as Detective Harrison says, this is a very complex investigation? There's, of course, as you know, the time issue there. So much time has lapsed that perhaps they feel that if there isn't anything pertinent, then they just will continue with their work and then come to you when they have something to say.
Well, I think it's right. I feel that the families should be given the respect of being contacted, what we agreed, once every 3 months. There has been family liaison, people put in place, and none of us have been contacted since January, from the last time we met the police.
Did you know that these 100 soldiers had been contacted?
I only found out about it last night. We also are aware that when the plug was pulled and there is no investigation, they on the eve of that, their next move was to go and interview soldiers. But what needs to be said here too, there's no suspects been questioned yet in this case. We are very concerned about that.
The PSNI also said that, you know, they can contact these witnesses, but they're under no obligation to speak. So they could contact them all and perhaps none of them will cooperate. They're not compelled to do that. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm aware that that happens also with civilian witnesses. But our concerns would be that there hasn't been any suspects questioned. I think it's very strange, and Ian Harrison has been told this, that we felt it was very strange that normally in a murder investigation, a multiple murder investigation, and the events of something that happened 43 years ago, that the prime suspects have not been questioned yet. We are very concerned about that.
Do you ever feel that you're on a road to nowhere?
Sometimes. I think all the families feel the same way.
What should happen now?
Well, what I personally want to happen, and I feel that the investigating team should try and bring suspects in and question them, start there. And that should give us some confidence in the investigation. as it is at the minute, our confidence in this investigation is diminishing day by day.
Would families like to meet with the PSNA this month now?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Will you be contacting them and asking them for that?
Well, I think Peter Madden has more or less hinted at that, you know, that something like this should happen. I would assume now that we'll probably have word about something in the next few days, once this thing has gone public.
Just on a final point, Mickey, and I'm sure you must be so aware of this, but time is against you all, isn't it?
Well, that's what I've got here. Time's a major factor in all of this. Time is a big factor, and we've told this to the police. We are very aware of it. They're none of us getting any younger. The suspects aren't getting any younger, and it's very important that we get these people in the court. This is a multiple murder investigation, and there hasn't been one suspect brought to questioned about it. We are very, very concerned about this. I think things are imminent. We would like to hear from Ian Harrison next week that they're going to question soldiers, suspects.
Okay. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Mickey McKinney speaking there. His brother William was killed on Bloody Sunday.